Let's do car repair.
You want to do cars?
We're finally back together. It was like an old Eagles reunion or something.
Well, we are. We're here. It's Saturday morning, and you're there, and I'm here, and it's in the garage, and that's what we do.
Yeah.
Right?
Talk about car repair.
We'll talk about car repair.
And try to help you guys figure out what the heck is wrong with your car.
Yeah. Yeah, because your car's got issues.
All of them do.
There's no question
about
that.
If not yet now, it'll be when, right?
That's exactly right. Well, let me remind everybody, it is Saturday morning, and that guy right over there, I kid you not, is Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother. During the week, you will find him at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. There you go. See, you can't do
Lakeside.
It's difficult to do that when we're not together.
Yes, the timing's a little
off. Yeah, it is. But that was perfect, as always.
Well, thank you. I've worked very hard to represent Lakeside.
And during the Saturday morning times, you'll find him right here and available to you. A couple different ways. On the phone, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And crazy enough, that is also the number for the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140.
Don't be shy.
1140. No, absolutely not. Whatever the questions might be, Stan has the real answers. Now, I've got answers, but let's not kid ourselves. Nobody should be listening to my answers on these car repair questions.
Well, I don't know. You've had some pretty good ones in the past, and you've learned quite a bit.
Well,
hanging around the shop for 10 or 11 years, you might pick something up.
You know, I wish I were over there more often, because I really did.
You used to be, but we've gotten so busy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're busy, and I'm busy, and we're all busy, but I can remember, and I still love this idea, Stan, and everybody needs to understand. I look at the guys at Certified who know, and we use this term, know how to turn wrenches, right? Yeah. Everybody says that. But, man, there is so much more than, quote, turning wrenches. It is a lot like watching a doctor.
It is.
You got to analyze and diagnose and figure out where stuff
is. If half the people saw what we had to do to their car to put, say, a headlight bulb in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Headlight bulbs in some cars are taking 4 or 5 hours now.
That's insane.
Hey, why are y'all charging so much for this headlight bulb? I can get it from Advance for $4.
Yeah.
You probably can.
Right.
You probably can.
Yeah.
But first off, ours are not four because we're going to use ones that are going to actually be there for 3 years or more and 36,000 miles. Second, the hard part is not us going to buy the bulb. The hard part is taking your fender off, your bumper off, half your engine, your radiator support.
Right.
And if we're lucky, with all of our skilled hands that can contort and our toes, we might be able to get the bulb in. And if not, we got to pull more stuff apart. I mean, I'm serious. Like, some of the shops that I coach, they actually have windows to the back. And some of them have kept them and some have just not.
Okay.
Because people will just see things happening to their cars and they're like, you got to do what?
Right.
To change the oil?
Yeah.
You got to pull the whole bottom of the car. What's taking so long? I don't know. The fact that Volkswagen, Mercedes, BMW, all of them basically decide to put 7,000 screws in your belly pan that unless you're living in South Dakota in a gravel lot that's 30 miles long, you really almost don't need.
Right.
I mean,
right,
let's
right,
be honest.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah.
I mean, and all the cars are waterproof as it is within reason. All the connections have been that way for years.
Yep.
So it's kind of like, it's not the techs. We're very efficient technicians, believe me.
Yeah.
We're going through a lot of cars. I think we did 612 last month. With six technicians.
Wow.
At Certified.
That's incredible. Yeah, because it used to be.
Fixed right the first time.
We
had some people we couldn't get to, but most people we did.
Yeah. I mean, you use the example of a light bulb, and then we're going to get to calls at 833-804-1140, text at 833-804-1140 in the Chronic Care of Richmond text line. But you think about light bulbs, right? There were always things, there were always things that anybody could do.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there were, you had to know your skill level. Some guys were like, oh, I can change my oil. And you get down there and you undo a screw and right, and you could, for the most part, do your oil. But a light bulb, man, if your light bulb blew out, you're like, I'm going to pop into the auto parts store, Advance or Pep Boys. Remember Pep Boys?
Yeah.
You get the bulb. Right, just go in the back, boom, 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 you're done, and now forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't even, I mean, just like they used to have dipsticks to check your oil and transmission fluid, and they're doing away with both. They have been.
You're right.
And it's like, you know, especially oil, I think, is a big mistake, but transmission fluid's even not smart, right?
Yeah.
So we got to remember, guys, one thing that I said I wanted to change in this industry was people's perception
right.
of auto repair. And you do that by making sure that the more mechanics turned business owners learn how to run their business. But I just have to say, the more people that I meet in this industry, and I know thousands now that own shops, there's not one of them that I meet in general that is making any kind of profit at the beginning when I first meet them. I mean, they are robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yep.
And we have gotten to this point where we think we can rationalize what it takes to do a job. And believe me, you cannot.
That's right.
You're not a mechanic.
Yep.
We've had people question bulb prices. We have had people, well, I can go do this. And, you know, why is your Freon so expensive? Ask your leadership in this country. I mean, I remember Freon being $1 a pound when R12 was out, which still, by the way, has come out one of the best coolants for vehicles ever made.
Yeah.
We thought it was eating away at the ozone. 100% incorrect. We lost the space shuttle over it.
Yeah.
And God knows how much bad cooling over the years.
Yeah.
And now we've switched to 134, which never had a problem environmentally until Europe came up with the 1234YF, which we can't even turn the machines on in those things anymore without going through, you know, half an hour of, is this car leaking? Is this happening? Is this check, that check? And you wonder why you can't get your car fixed in adequate time, right?
Yeah.
Anytime that the government or the bigger agencies get involved in mechanical stuff, with the exception of don't spill oil on the ground, don't be dumb, make sure your people are safe in your workplace. I'm all about that, guys.
Yeah.
But that's overreach in a place where they have no idea what the heck they're doing.
Absolutely.
And it we see it in every single place around the country. And so I had John last night text me after I was on your show talking about, he said, look, economics is not politics necessarily. We can't confuse the two. Because we're always nervous about, I don't want to cross the line in this show.
Mm-hmm.
We did not come up with the show, and we'll throw spats at both sides. But petroleum, we are one of the businesses that use the most petroleum.
Yeah.
And we know, right? Yeah, yeah. We know how much you need it. When you come out and you tell businesses, we're going to tax you because you're getting too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Businesses are not too expensive because they want to be. They're too expensive because the cost of goods is too high.
Yeah.
What drives the cost of goods is all of you people coming out and saying, our leaders, petroleum bad. It's one of the cleanest sources of energy we have besides nuclear.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
So they come out and push that, and all the pipelines, they shut them down. We all pay for it.
Yeah.
So we just got to stop. Like, stop. You're not going to win a war on oil.
Right.
And you're not doing anything good for the environment by doing it. So I just wanted to touch base again. John asked me to clarify why you're paying what you're paying for every single good starts with energy prices.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a war on energy in this country right now, which we did not have in 2016. Immediately you saw gas prices go down around the world because they knew that we were going to start putting oil into the market.
Yep.
It makes it cheaper for every single American family.
Absolutely.
And really cheaper around the world if you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
That's how it works, guys.
Yeah.
So presidents, leaders, they have huge ability to shift what things cost us, how they spend, and that spending and energy costs are what started inflation, and it's not going to stop until you come in with somebody who is pro-energy and stops the spending, or at least tries to balance the budget somehow.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let's we take a moment here real fast. Let me get to, I don't know if it's Alvin or Albert, but either way, it's Al in Richmond. Al, good morning. You are in the garage.
Good morning, Al.
Yeah, I've got a 2002 Tacoma, and it's got very low mileage on it. Somebody ran into me about 5 or 6 years ago, and I had the airbag turned off on the passenger side. So I had the bumper replaced and everything, but I'm afraid to turn my airbag back on, because if it goes back on, my truck will be totaled. It's a 2002. It's like brand new. But anyway, somebody told me yesterday that one sensor controls both airbags and that it's okay to turn it back on.
All right. Do me a favor. Now, hold on one second. Yeah. We've got to take a quick break.
I love the question.
But you'll get back to that question. Al, don't go anywhere. 833-804-1140. If you want to give us a call, 833-804-1140. Text us on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. It is Saturday morning, and you are in the garage.
Sorry, Jeff, while you've been gone, we've been mixing up a little bit.
I hear that.
Do you have any idea who this might be?
This would be...
three letters.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Hold on.
I'm ready.
Okay.
From Boston.
Yeah, hang on.
All right.
It's not ABC.
No.
And it's not XYZ.
Nope. Could be. He knows, Brian.
NWA. A WWF.
You know who it is. Belle Biv DeVoe.
BBD.
That's it.
There you go.
I think he knew, Brian. He was going all around it.
They make a good underwear, too, that BBD. Or is that BBD? Well, whatever. It's a heck of a song.
Where are we going with
Biv Belle DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Biv always...
Remember Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike? There's New Edition.
I know, but you know...
I know three quarters of them. Yeah, I don't know Johnny Gill.
No, but Biv always wanted top billing. He was never happy with Belle getting it in front of him.
Michael Bivins is a phenomenal... He found Boys to Men.
Well, where'd he find him?
At a concert.
At a concert.
In Philadelphia.
In Philadelphia, no
less. I can't.
Who's on first? All right, it is Saturday
morning. I like Waylon Jennings, and I love all music. I do. I'm just weird like that. If my old CD book. Most people don't know what that is.
Yeah. That's not the only way you're weird.
Yes,
I know. Somebody told me that.
Megan says I'm special. She doesn't use the weird word because that's the new political word.
Oh, special.
Everybody's weird.
Everybody. Yeah, that's right. Everybody.
I could argue with what weird is.
Oh, you know what?
I was in Walmart the other day, and I saw a cat woman.
Excuse me?
Yeah, she was walking around.
Yeah.
Had some weird shoes, looks like she had no toes. And her son was pulling her with a leash and she was meowing and stuff. And she was
Stop it.
I'm not kidding. Oh. I thought it was like Halloween.
Oh.
She's a cat.
Of course she is. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you knew where the litter box was.
That's not weird.
No, that's not weird at all. All right. Well, you want to answer some car questions?
Yes, please.
Yes,
I'm wearing Jeff out with all of this ADD this morning. Hopefully you guys can follow me. He is like, oh.
It's like a bouncing red ball.
I came here to stay focused.
That's right. 833-804-1140.
That's Al.
All right. So, Al, 2002 Toyota. What is your problem again with that? It's got a cat stuck in it. What was the deal?
Airbag sensor.
Somebody
ran into me about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
I had my airbag turned off.
Yeah.
On the passenger side. And I want to know if it's safe to turn it back on.
Oh.
Yes, they are two different sensors. One is whether you have somebody in a passenger seat or not. And one is if you hit something. The good thing about that year is they got kind of smart in 2000 and a little sooner. If you're not going down a road and something hits you, the airbag will not go off because it won't show that you have any kind of speed. So even if there was a problem and you turned that sensor back on, the airbag would not go off.
Huh.
Even if there was something, because it's already stored the problem code, it's cut the computer, it's not going to send a signal.
Okay.
So, but those are two different sensors. One, Toyota back then had the ability to shut that light off so you don't have to look at it if nobody sat in that seat.
Okay.
And if when somebody does sit in that seat, you can turn it on.
Okay.
The driver actually can choose whether you live or die.
Oh,
but you can turn it on. And then, you know, that's two different things, though, Al. It's a great question. One is the sensors that are impact sensors. This is a sensor as to whether somebody is in the seat or not.
Wow.
And you can determine whether...
I bumped into a tree and I had to replace my bumper. So,
yeah.
I mean, I didn't hit it hard, but it was bad enough where I had to replace my bumper.
Right. Is the airbag light on in your dash, though? The one that flashes every time you start it up, does that stay on?
Yeah, it stays on now because I've got it turned off.
Well, no, that's not why it stays on. There's one that stays on and tells you for the passenger side. There's one in your instrument cluster where your speedometer is, that will just keep blinking and say SRS restraint, or it'll be a picture of an airbag, a guy with a balloon.
I got an older truck. Mine's a 2002.
Yeah, still. They had both options for a good while. So I think you're confusing the two. If you turn that airbag that back on, all it's going to do is, if there's ever an accident and your airbag system's working correctly, whoever's sitting in the passenger seat will have an airbag deployed. If it's off, they will not have an airbag deployed. So people used to put the kids' seats in the front, turn them backwards. That's why they gave you that option.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Two different things, but he can turn it back on safely.
All right. So, Al, you can turn it back on safely. And, excuse me, I'm making a note. I'm not riding with Al.
Yeah.
I mean, he got hit, and then he ran into a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the tree hit him is what I got from that.
Is that what we got? Okay.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Comes this text on 833-804-1140, the Chronic Air Richmond text line. Chris and Ashland, we own a Ford Explorer. The back wiper motor is not working. What do you think we should do? Fix it would be my advice.
Well, I mean, it's not needed for inspection.
Oh,
it
it's
is,
not?
No. And it is a pain when it doesn't work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And the question is, you know, is it dragging or is the motor not working at all? They did have problems that year with the rear motors.
Okay.
Most likely it's a motor or a switch.
Okay.
You'd want to have it tested. You know, again, it's we want to live in a world where we can just, hey, let me go buy a part. Well, that part might have been $30, you know, that long ago. Now it's, you know, it could be $150, who knows? But you want to test it first and pay the money because it may be a wire in your door. It could be the turn signal up front. So best things to take and get it tested. Reputable shop that you know you can trust.
Okay. All right. They're in Ashland. I would, of course, suggest Certified Auto Repair. They're right down the street at 8401 Oakview Avenue. Jim is down in Chesterfield. He's got a Ford. All right. So steel yourself, Stan. I know you don't like Fords, but Jim, go ahead.
Good morning, Jim. I do like Fords.
That's good morning. Good morning.
I'm just a Chevy guy.
Another Explorer problem. I have a 2000 Ford Eddie Bauer Explorer. It'll be 25 years old in November. Bought it new.
Wow.
Nice.
It's in excellent shape, inside and out. Looks like a brand new vehicle. I try to keep them that way. But the delayed headlamps have started acting up. In the morning, dusk like this, a little brighter now, but the headlights will stay on, but stay on for like 3 or 4 minutes before they go off.
After you shut the car off.
And I can't find anything in the,
after you shut the vehicle off.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't find anything on the wiring diagram to tell me where the fuse is or where the relay is that controls it. But when you, on the mirror, there's an adjustment for the delay.
Yeah.
And the only way I can get them to go off quicker is to slide that to the right and then slide it back to the left and then back again.
Yeah.
And you'll hear a click under the dash.
Yeah, it's controlled actually by that mirror. That mirror controls it, goes down to another module. And so, you know, those mirrors sometimes, believe it or not, that little slide doesn't do so well. And, you know, if that's all you have to do to shut them off, that's, you know, it's a 25-year-old car. If you know how to shut them off every time,
yeah.
I know it's a pain. Or you could try to find yourself, you know, maybe somebody has one of those mirrors in really good condition laying around. Not that hard to remove and unplug the wire that goes down to it. So maybe you find you another mirror.
Yeah. I did find one in the wrecking yard, a decent-looking Explorer, but I have no idea the condition. But it did not help.
So you already put a whole other mirror on?
Yes.
Okay.
Put it back off again, obviously.
All right, so then I'm with you then. I think that you may have a relay or a fuse. And what I can do, if you want to, do you have a Facebook account?
Yes.
Do you want, if you want to reach out to Stan Andruski in the garage, send me a text or, a PM, and I will try to get you the schematic as to where on that circuit for you. And I can send you some pictures and try to help. Because I think the relay might be sticking. If you've tried another mirror, either the relay or there might be a module separate on it, if I remember right. And one of those two things, it might be a relay in the module that's sticking. But it sounds like you're right. If you're having to, and moving a mirror back and forth, that's just giving shutting it off and giving it more energy each time. So it would, if the relay is sticking, it would give it just enough to click off.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you do that, Jim.
Yeah, I love that. Great question.
Shoot a note to Stan Andruski.
Those Eddie Bowers were beautiful. Just
yes.
So you know.
Yeah, they were.
They were one of the first like high end Explorers they had, and I absolutely love them. They had like most of them had like a gray interior. We had leather, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very nice car. Yeah.
All right. So Jim, you reach out to Stan. Do it that way on Facebook. He's going to try and get you that schematic and help you out there. We got time for more questions. I promise you, and he's got time for more answers. 833-804-1140 804-1140. You can call or you can text. It is Saturday morning and you are in the garage.
That's all your... jacked up on Duncan.
Yeah.
In the house.
All right. Just the way
what is this thing over there that looks like it's going to eat me? It looks like a Tyrannosaurus, this little holder. What is that thing?
No, it's... It's
something John
something
put in here.
Holding up another piece.
I bet you it's like a bright spotlight for John.
Is
to
that
look
right?
Birdie behind the mic.
Yeah.
I bet you.
I don't know. It could be another mirror for him. lots of mirrors in John's life.
I mean, good looking dude. You got to do what you got to do.
Well,
I guess.
Do you want me to stop you there?
Remember
or do you want to keep on going? Arthur Fonzarelli.
Yeah, remember he put his... I guess I better stop. Yeah, that could be. I might. So anyway, but you could sit there and
comb your hair.
Comb
baby.
Your hair every That's time right. you felt like you needed it.
That's it. He had that.
My brother Al thought he was him. Had the hair parted like
right
down. Yeah.
Really?
Al, yes.
No kidding.
Al used to have a comb. You couldn't touch his comb.
Oh, for
you
goodness
lost it.
Sakes.
Sometimes he'd leave it in the bathroom. Be like, go get my comb. That's the only time you would not go get his comb.
Wow. All right, yeah, Fonzie used to have that great coat, and it was his, and he would stop in front of every mirror, and
hey,
all right, now we're talking about what it was like when we were little kids, and we had to fire up the TV using dinosaurs. It was crazy.
And it was a guy named Potsy.
That's right, Anson Williams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Potsy, exactly. All right, well, now that we've taken a drive down memory lane,
yes,
let's jump back into the car.
I'm telling y'all, he's got to keep me up. Today, if he was not here, it would be absolutely a shipwreck.
Oh,
my brain is all, I'm in my creative phase this part of month.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Shipwreck. Oh, thank
shipwreck.
Goodness. I didn't know where you were going, and I thought, you know what, should have stayed home. All right, 833.
All lies. He loves me here.
I do love you here. Oh, no, I mean, I love, yeah, whatever. Let's go. Let's go. Come on. 833-804-1140. John, good morning. Rescue us. You are in the garage.
Get us out of this place. Good morning, John.
Hey, thank you, guys. I have a 2003 Toyota Sequoia.
Nice.
And this problem just started yesterday. I went to start the car, and I noticed that it cranked a little bit slow.
Mm-hmm.
I drove it, ran fine, turned it off, let it sit for, I don't know, maybe an hour, came back, went to start it again. It cranked for a split second, and then nothing.
Mm. Yeah, no rattling or nothing, just
Nothing. No clicking on the starter or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Turned the key off, went to start it again, started fine. Drove it for another little while, let it sit. Same thing happened. I went to one of the auto parts stores. Battery good, charging system good, starter good, according to their test.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Now, let me ask you the first, and I'm gonna debunk everything they told you in one false second. Did they charge your battery for 30 minutes before they tested any of it? The answer is no. This is why we don't go to parts stores, because they do not know how to test. I wish they did.
Okay.
I wish they would hire people that could, but then all your parts would be more expensive and nobody would want to go there. You have to look at the age of your battery first, and it has to be
battery failing me.
Okay, and then that still doesn't mean anything, because the only people that make any good batteries is Johnson Controls anymore, and they have just sold.
Right.
And so almost every battery manufacturer we have is made overseas or owned by an overseas company now. There's not an American-owned battery company left.
Wow.
So, not that they can't make good batteries. I just don't know how long it's going to take, and we had a very good battery maker. So, what I would say is this. The battery has to be charged. It has to be thoroughly tested. It's going to be either your battery or your starter. The only other thing it could be is your alternator, but when your alternator goes bad, you usually see a battery light while you're going down the road on that year. So,
yeah, I don't have that.
Mm-hmm. And so, even if it's a newer battery, what they have to do is charge it up correctly. They have to check the true load on it, and then possibly even check the acid in it to make sure that each one of the cells is not failing.
Mm.
And it's been a little warm off and on this summer. We've had a lot of premature battery failures. My wife's Lexus, Jeff's Acura.
Yep.
We've had premature battery failures this whole summer long because of the high heat in July and into June into July. So I'm leaning still towards a battery. But you'd have to have a check before I just ever would spend batteries aren't cheap anymore.
Yeah.
You know, it used to be $70. Yeah. I see them $200 now for some of these cars. So just have it tested at a good place. It's worth the money to spend and have a place test it that will stand by it when they do the testing. That's what we do. If my guys know when you bring a car in, every one of my guys, and here's the thing, 90% of the guys when they come in have never heard of this. And this is something that it's taught in 101.
Wow.
You charge the battery completely before you can test it. You cannot test it any other way. And they didn't do that,
All right.
No, actually, my car was in your shop last week.
How did they do? Hope they did good.
They did good, yes.
All right. Well, stay on. Do me a favor. Would you reach out to me, because there was a delay there, and I want to know what happened? Would you do that for me? Do you have Facebook?
I do.
Okay. Do you follow In the Garage at all?
Not on Facebook, no. I just listen to you guys in the morning.
Okay, can you get on there, follow? It's called In the Garage with Stan and Jeff. If you can find that and follow it, or even me personally, if you would reach out to me in Messenger, I'd love to hear more about it. Because if that about the visit, and then matter of fact, I want to figure out why, and then I want to make sure that we take care of your battery problem for you as well. All right.
There you go. All right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. All right. Interesting there. Now, you mentioned the 30 minutes of charging, and I got to remind everybody that you have said that since the very beginning, right? This is not something you just discovered in the last week. Oh, that's what we should do. And it applies for everyone. A couple of weeks back, Stan referenced one of our cars. The battery died. A very inopportune time. We had... our pal Ryan from Picture Perfect Sheds was moving Heidi's musical shelf. He thought he was moving it in, and one of our cars was dead like a doornail right there in the driveway.
Wouldn't do anything.
Yeah, and you said once we had jumped it, again, that 30 minutes was the optimum, because I said, oh, my God, well, maybe I should just go grab a new battery somewhere. And you're like, no, well, listen, it's a pain in the rear end, no doubt about that. Right. But it's that 30 minutes. You got to make sure that it is charged. And just like Stan said, you know, it used to be you would go wherever and get a battery, and you were probably okay. Or you could call the AAA battery truck, right? And it was $50 or $60. And
well, what we're missing is the local service centers that have all become convenience stores. Because you can go up and see old George.
Mm-hmm.
George would throw a real tester on it,
charge it
up real quick while you went inside and had a cup of coffee with the owner.
Yep.
And you'd be good. Those are gone, and it's not... Progress isn't always good.
Yeah.
A lot of times it's bad, guys.
Yeah.
Just going forward full force if you go in the wrong direction is not good.
There you go.
And so we're missing the community. You don't have these little shops. So the auto parts stores is who everybody goes to looking for answers. And sadly enough, you're never going to get...
No. I mean look, the key...
They'll hit it once in a while. They're great. They try.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't take my car there.
Yeah. No.
No way.
I hear you.
I've seen too much.
Yeah. All right. Well,
they're a parts store.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That guy is Stan Andruska. I just want to remind you about that. During the week, you will find Stan at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico. Always selected as one of the best auto repair facilities in all of Central Virginia. I personally vouch for them because I've been there. I didn't go there the day they opened, but like 2 days after that, and I've been there ever since. I want to get to Joe. Ooh, this is an interesting one, Stan. Leaking windshield. Mm. Yikes. All right. Good morning, Joe. You are in the garage.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. I want you to know I'm out here in my garden picking the last of my snap beans.
Oh, nice.
Listen to you guys pretty often. I've got an old 1986 F-150 pickup,
mm-hmm.
the same windshield, I guess, that was made and it came in it. It's still there, but it got to leaking, so I took the trim off, and I'm going to seal that with some kind of good caulking that will seal that windshield and then put the trim back. My question is, when you put the trim back, the clips, you know, some of them, when I took it off, some clips stayed on the trim, others stayed on the truck.
Mm-hmm.
When you put it back, which way should you? I mean, what should you do to try to get those? Make sure you get them back on.
How are they? Are they attached in the 86? Were they actually riveted to the truck, or was there a clip, something that went into a channel on the truck itself?
No, it's a little clip that's I guess you call it a little knob sticking out on the truck itself, and the clip attaches to that
and slides
then,
down.
You know that holds the trim off.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, I'd have to look at it, but you'll look at the trim. One side snaps into one side or the other, and it would be very hard to put that in once the trim was starting to go into place. One of the other ones, you'll see where if they're all in one way, it would be much easier to put it on with the trim, or it'd be much easier to put it on all one way or all the other. And what you'll have to look at is just how the clip is designed. It would tell you that. Because you're probably not going to be able to do them both ways easily. One way will be easier than the other. It'll make sense.
Well, I thought what I would do is, you know, take them off of the truck if they need to be on the trim to put back on, or take them off the trim and put them back on the truck, if that would be the easiest way.
Then the easiest way is usually the right way to do it in that case when it comes to trim. Because it sounds funny, but they were designed back then to work one way or the other. And sometimes trying to get the clips into the trim is a nightmare. Even on my Nova, my 76, mm-hmm. I could never put the clip on first and then get it on the car. On wow. that, I'd have to put it on the car first and then put it on the trim. It's just different. Okay. And a lot of those trucks, and that's just 10 years before this truck was.
Yeah.
And it's a Ford, not a Chevy. So, you know, you'll see which way will go easier. And that's most of the time back then the way they designed it.
All right. All right. Well, Joe, good luck to you. Let us know.
Sometimes it won't go one way at all. Yeah. Sometimes it won't go once you're on the truck. The trim won't go on it.
Oh, okay.
So then you would know.
That would probably be the best. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got more calls and texts that are coming in. Stan, of course, is always here on Saturday mornings taking your car questions because he's got car answers. You know, when he was talking about the windshield, I was hoping, you know, that the leaking would essentially be like a garden hose.
Yes.
Because somebody at Certified, we had something on the minivan. That's what it was. I was over there and they said, well, you know, here's what we're going to have to do. You're going to have to come back and I am going to have to be in the back of the minivan and somebody's going to have to be outside with a hose shooting it at the thing so I can see where.
Did they put you to work? Did you have to use the hose?
No, because I didn't have my bathing suit with me. And I just thought, well, I want to be there for that. And, well, anyway, they'll get it fixed next time I go in, I'm sure.
Many times I've had to do that.
Yeah. I'll bet you. All right. If you'd like to call, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. And if you'd like to text, Chronic Care of Richmond text line, same number, 833-804-1140. Car questions and car answers. And Stan is going to brag a little bit about his new deck in just a moment.
Front porch. I can't be bothered with calling it a deck.
Oh.
This thing is a work of art.
Oh, excuse me. All right. Well,
the Taj Mahal porch.
Taj Mahal porch. Okay. We'll work on that. We'll try and fix that in post production. It is Saturday morning and you are in the garage.
This is what we start the show with.
That's true.
Did we start the show with this morning?
That was a long time ago, Stan. I don't know.
We've been all around the world with my mind. Great one. Hotline. I know you heard it. Hotline.
Oh, no.
Hotline. Great one.
All
Hotline.
Right.
My phone used to go off.
Yeah?
All the time when I first started working at Village. And Craig was like, how many people can really be calling you? You got cars to fix.
Right.
And then finally he goes, Junior, hotline. Every time went off. Hotline, you better get it. Hotline. Every time the phone rang. I was like,
Well, all right. Stan Andruski, who during the week is at Certified Auto Repair, 8401 Oakview Avenue in the Lakeside section of Henrico, is not going to take any calls on his personal phone. He will, however, take calls that come in on 833-804-1140.
You guys got like 5 or 10 minutes. Yep. 5 minutes.
Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140.
Take advantage of it.
1140. And the Taj Mahal porch.
Yes, the Taj Mahal porch.
Tell me
so
about
it. So I've told
this.
You guys about 1310 renovations.
Yeah.
So 1310 will also do decks, porches, all kinds of stuff. It's the number 13 TEN. So absolutely love them. Project managers come out, the designers come out, they send you 3D designs, you can change some of the designs and all that. So it's amazing. Sounds simple.
Right.
But then to see it come to life and look better than what it looked like on the drawings is insane. So if you guys need anything, make sure you mention us. It's a big deal. I told them I was going to be going all in if they were okay with it. Like, sure, we always could use more. So
okay.
More advertising, and I just think they're a great company. So it's 804-767-8075. 804-767-8075. 1310 renovations. Tell them Stan and Jeff sent you.
All right. Very good. David has got a, this is a good question. This is a good one. David, good morning. You are in the garage and you got oil issues, don't you?
Good morning.
I've got a 2010 Toyota Tundra with 160,000 miles on it. It runs good. I drive it up and down the East Coast, but if I let it sit for a week or longer, when I go to start it up, for a few seconds, you can hear the like it's starving for oil a little bit or something. So I don't know if it's something I need to be concerned about or what.
Well, how many miles, 160K?
Yeah.
How often are you getting your oil changed, Dave?
I get it every 4,000 miles.
Okay. And are they using, let me ask you this, are they using any BG products with it?
No.
Okay. I would recommend next time you go to wherever you're getting your oil change done to ask them for what's called MOA. It's motor oil additive, MOA. It's from BG. MOA will sit there and usually cuts down on that. The other thing is, are they using the right weight oil as well? You need to make sure they're using the weight that that car is recommended to use. Lastly, you want to make sure they're using a good Toyota oil filter so that the oil does not drip down to the bottom of the pan. A lot of cheaper oil filters do not, their drain back valve is not strong enough to keep the oil to the top of that oil, and it will drip down and cause that issue at startup. You want that oil to stay up there, and if it doesn't stay up there, MOA will help keep everything lubricated better, and the right oil will keep it better. So you need to make sure you have the right weight oil. Ask for a Toyota genuine filter. You may not be able to walk in and ask for it. You may have tell them a day or so ahead of time. And then make sure they're using MOA in it.
All right.
Okay.
And MOA, you don't have to use every time, but every 10,000 or so you should. I use it every time. It's not expensive enough to, for me, it's a cheap assurance.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that makes sense.
But it doesn't mean anything's wrong. The oil's draining down. It's just like the oil, just like you're starting up a brand new engine every time. And it does wear more, way more than if it didn't do that. So you are getting somewhere from the lifters not pumping up and things not being lubricated at the top end of the engine.
All right. 833-804-1140. Ed, good morning. You are in the garage.
Good morning, Ed.
Yes. Hey, good morning. I have a Ford F-150 pickup truck, 2008. It's got a 4.2 liter V6. It had a water leak in it. I took it to a dealer. It was leaking out of the front of the engine. Anyway, long story, they told me it was going to be $800 to fix it, and then they had to replace the housing, and that was going to be $1,700. And then they told me it needed a water pump and a thermostat, and they couldn't fix it, that there was a blockage in it somewhere. And the service guy told me he thought it might be a warped cylinder head or a blown head gasket. And I ran a check on it, a code thing. It popped a cylinder head code. But the motor runs really well, and it doesn't appear to have any water in the oil or any of that kind of stuff.
What code did
I guess I'm wondering.
Sorry, go ahead.
Cylinder head. I'm sorry.
What code did it come up?
There's no really a cylinder head code.
I think it was PO 1299.
Do you know what it was?
It was a cylinder overhead sensor.
Overheating sensor?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So what sounds like to me is, and let me ask you, does it overheat ever?
Well, it's interesting. I've put flush in it and driven it down the road. It'll come up to temperature, and I've driven it down the road for 2 or 3 miles at 60 miles an hour, and it stays right where it's supposed to be. And then if I slow down to turn around and go back to my shop, when I turn and slow down to idle, it'll zoom up, you know, and I have to stop and set the motor and wait till it cools down and drive it back. So it'll hold for a while, and then it all of a sudden goes to overheat.
So it's not that it couldn't be a cylinder head, and I'll tell you what I would do before I got it tested for a cylinder head is those engines also are famous for not having the air pockets off the top of the engine. So you're only getting steam or you're getting hot air up there rather than coolant to the top of the engine. And that's a very common issue on the 4.2s. And so there are different machines, suction machines, things that you can get that will verify that by doing a proper drain and fill of the coolant or something along those lines. Before I did a test for a head gasket, I would start there. I literally would make sure all the air was out of it. Take it to a shop that's able of doing it or get yourself, it's called like an airlift. I think they're called, you can get one aftermarket. They're a few hundred dollars if you wanted to spend it. It would be cheaper probably just to have it tested at the shop, to be honest. And then the first thing they're going to have to do is make sure there's no air bubbles, no air pockets. If there aren't any, or if they do that, fill it back up, drive it, it still does the same thing. They can test for carbon dioxide gas in your coolant, and they can test and see if it's a cylinder head or not. I think it's one of those two things.
All right. Yeah. Excellent advice. Coming in on the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140. Stan and Jeff, I am looking for someone to re-chrome some 1939 Ford Deluxe parts. Do you know of anyone? Well, he addressed it to Stan and Jeff. The Jeff portion will answer, no, I do not. Stan, do you know?
I'm trying to see if they're still down there.
Okay.
There was a place off of Commerce that I used for the Nova that did great. But, of course,
you're not going to be able to find it right now because you're looking for it.
And I will say this. I believe it began with an H. That was 20 years ago. I haven't had to use any chroming. Always look at the reviews when you look at a chroming place or any business. Try to look at the reviews. See if they have a Facebook page and what people are saying. That's one of the most valuable parts of social media. because you can be your own judge.
Yeah.
If somebody's like, oh, well, it took me 2 days longer to get it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what was the product?
Right.
Right?
Right, right.
I mean, I get it. You might not get for me, that's not a reason to give somebody a bad review.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can, unless it's way out of whack and you weren't communicated to. So always read the reviews and be your own skeptic. You know, I don't, if it's a great job, great job, great job. Oh, it took them longer. Okay. Well, at least I know I'm going to get a great job.
Exactly.
Right. That's kind of how I do reviews, guys. So
yeah,
definitely look, I would look downtown. There was a place, I thought it was with H or something, and I can't remember. It was 20 years ago, but
okay,
the bumper on my Nova still looks brand new.
Hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so the answer would be not really.
Not really.
But you can probably find some place online. Now, we're not going to have enough time to be fair with another caller or another texter, but, you know, it is the way it is. We are here every Saturday. I mean, that's the plan anyway.
Yeah.
Every once in a while something happens. But each and every Saturday morning starting at 8 a.m., and the important part of the we is he, because
right,
he actually knows the answers. I just kind of sit around and look painfully handsome and
yeah, even with your mop, even with his mop head, I don't think a comb touched. Speaking of combs,
no.
I don't think there was no Arthur Fonzarelli this morning. I don't think the comb was even in the same area.
Not even the same room. No, in fact, Pixie,
he is handsome though.
Yeah, Pixie. Oh,
Pixie licked his hair.
Pixie looked at me like, "Really, you're going out at this hour?
Like,
what's
she
the matter
could
with
talk?
You? She can.
Oh, okay.
We have this mind meld.
I got to stop talking trash. She almost bit my finger off with her three teeth the other day.
Yeah, and don't let her bite you because one of those teeth could come out. But yeah.
So this is one reason why you got to call in early.
That's right.
When we start getting on the air, don't be nervous.
Exactly.
Call in.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it, my friends.
Wow.
During the week, check them out. Certified Auto Repair, 804-553-9777.
Yes, and remember, Central Virginia, we're better together. Just be nice to somebody. Let somebody go. Get in front of you. Better together. I mean it. Love you.